Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast today. I'm so glad you joined me. And what we'd like to do is continue on in a message that I began last week entitled Kingdom Principles in Finances. And on Friday, we were looking about and learning things about the tithe as it was clearly expressed under the Old Covenant. God required under Mosaic law a tithe of the produce or the cattle. And under the New Testament, you might say, well, Sister Glass, there's no law or requirement on tithing in the New Testament. Well, that's true. That's not specifically mentioned. But what Jesus said in Luke 6:38 was, given it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down and shaken together and running over shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that ye meet withal, it shall be measured to you again. And many Christians, including myself when I was a young Christian, I had no problem devoting the first tenth of my income to the Lord. And God has been always so gracious to bless and supply every need. I think of something Brother Glass used to say. People used to ask him, well, Brother Glass, should we tithe on the net? Or should we tithe on our gross income? Brother Glass would say, well, it depends whether you want a net blessing or a gross blessing. Beloved, what I shared last week, and listen, any time that you've missed a broadcast or you would like to rehear one, please feel free to go to our website, unveilchrist.org. Click on the broadcast, and you can listen anytime at your convenience. They're archived there for a number of years. So if you miss anything, feel free to go there, because sometimes I know as far as the air broadcast, this is rather late for some folks. However, let's go on and look at what are our responsibilities under the new covenant. Basically, all that we possess belongs to the Lord. And so the Lord is wanting us to live and operate under the perfect law of liberty, which is, as you've, if you've listened any time to the broadcast, you know that's one of my favorite expressions. I think I coined it a number of years ago. We're under law, the perfect law of liberty. So basically, that means that we're to love God with all of our heart, mind, soul, and strength, and our neighbor as ourselves. And then I always like to say that Jesus added a new commandment to his disciples, those who were willing to lay down their lives and did for Jesus. A new commandment I give you, that you would love one another as I have loved you, a much higher level of agape love, which the body of Christ should express to one another. And so, beloved, we want to look at New Covenant economics. And perhaps before I go into that, I'd like to share something of a personal testimony. As I said, when I was a very young Christian, I never heard about tithing, never did it. I was raised in a major denominational church, and there, you know, we didn't do things like that. We had very little personally. But nonetheless, it wasn't until I literally, in 1973, heard the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Neil Glass, and I came into, a bunch of us did come into one of his services, and there I learned about the principle of tithing, and I was very grateful and glad to do it. However, a number of years later, probably, I don't know, I would say maybe about 2006, 2007, the Lord moved on my heart that aside from tithing personally, which I always had done, that it would be a wonderful thing if the ministry itself could tithe. And so since that time, I have been doing that, giving to missions, giving to in benevolence to individuals. My favorite way is to give anonymously, but the ministry, basically we begin to tithe 10%, and then a couple years later, I moved it up to 15, and currently we give 20% of that which comes in to other ministries, other work of the Lord. Our primary emphasis, of course, is missions, but God wants us to realize that we are a body working together, and so there's a great blessing, I believe, in expressing to other ministries that may be struggling or have a particular outreach. There's a sister I know, she's part of our Minister's Fellowship, a very unique ministry to the Pygmies. And many lives have been saved from the cannibalism that occurs over there. And so, beloved, all of these needs that the body of Christ has throughout the earth in terms of various ministries, it is a good thing to listen to the Lord and be obedient to what He speaks to your heart, which is, of course, what I've always done. And again, most of the focus is on missions, and a lot of that is Native American ministry, which I began to be involved in 2008. And then, of course, we are one of the strongest supporters of Peter Newton, who I'm personal friends with, and he's a missionary in Nepal. So anyway, I share that because it's important that you know that at least this ministry, and I'm not speaking for other ministries, that, you know, that's however God leads them, but I have always felt that as far as this ministry is concerned, I want to be able to give back into God's kingdom. And you know what? We've been a relatively small ministry, although we've put thousands of dollars since our inception over 50 years ago, untold radio stations and just the month, it's thousands every month to be able to stay on a radio station. And we've been on AM and FM and shortwave. So it's been one of the primary reaches. Brother Glass decided years ago that we would not put money into a building, but rather sow directly into the lives of God's people. Now, there's not tangible results. You can't proudly point to a building or a ministry center and say, oh, look what the Lord has done. But our heart and our aim and our thrust has been the lives of God's people. And that's why I'm on this broadcast, to encourage and strengthen your heart, and also to share scriptural principles so that you can live a strong, dedicated Christian life of service for the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Now I'm going to do something I haven't ever done on the broadcast, although years ago I have shared it with UCM Partners, my spiritual family that I correspond with every month, as well as personally when they write in, I give personal answers. But in 2006, the Lord directed a change in the ministry. At that point, we began Native American outreach, but also one of the most important things as a ministry, Unveil Christ Ministry, we believe in fulfilling the great commissions to preach the gospel to all nations as Jesus commanded. And in 1965, my late husband, Reverend Neil Glass, made a commitment to preach the uncompromised Word of God, and we've continued to do that. He began the ministry as an evangelist and daily radio broadcaster, and those ministries have continued throughout the decades, and for years also, over 30 years, we had a local church in the San Francisco Bay Area. And we were always very conscientious in the area of finances, recognizing our accountability before God, as well as God's people. Any minister who would deal unscrupulously with the finances that have been entrusted to them, my goodness, that's a frightening possibility, because you have to answer to God. And so for many years after Brother Glass went home in 1997, to keep overhead down, I had the ministry offices in my personal residence. And as I said, in 2006, I made a decision that the small two-bedroom home that we had in Tracy, I put into the name of the ministry, because if no one is able to carry on Unveil Christ Ministries, if the Lord takes me home, then the all the assets of UCM will go into the work of the Lord, into another ministry, directly for the purposes of advancing God's kingdom. And as far as myself personally, I made the decision I would no longer draw a salary. I began also receiving a small Social Security benefit. So basically, God has provided for my needs in beautiful ways. But the whole purpose is to maximize UCM's efforts and finances to be able to preach the gospel. And as the Lord would give increase, I believe we'd be able to go on back on more stations. For a long time, we did international shortwave broadcasts, but that all depends on the Lord's leading and on the Lord's direction, and of course, as the Lord provides. So I've shared a lot of personal information with you, just so you know that I take what I'm sharing with you, kingdom principles and finances, very seriously. That in my heart, I know that everything has that I possess, the ministry possesses. In fact, God was gracious as I sold the home in Tracy. We now have a ministry center in Caldwell, Idaho, not quite 3 acres, and a separate office building. It's small, but you know, it's functional, and praise God, God has enabled us to carry on and continue on. Just very recently, Jim and Debbie Erickson, friends of 20 years ago, joined me, and they're helping in the ministry. But we are debt-free, and I don't intend to go into any debt except whatever we can do for the Lord. We're looking for God to provide the finances and then step out and do whatever He desires. And so, beloved, I've shared a lot of personal things, but I think it's important for you to know what Unveil Christ Ministry is. And of course, if you want to reread this, we do have this information available to you on the website. Well, I didn't get very far in the message today, and I do want to continue on tomorrow's broadcast on New Covenant Economics. And there's some wonderful things. I love to give. And so I hope as I minister this will stir an anointing in your heart to be able to give and bless God however He would direct you. Amen. And you can do that by benevolence, helping those in need, as well as in order for the Word of God to be preached. In fact, that was strongly influential when I came to the Lord, was to hear the broadcast. And that's what, in fact, so many people have come to this ministry because of the radio broadcast. Well, my time is gone, and I must bring this broadcast to a close. I love you. Thank you so much for your prayers. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.